More than 47,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19 here in the U.S. One of them was Theodore Gaffney, a photographer who risked his life while documenting the 1961 Freedom Riders.
Gaffney was African-American, born and raised in Washington, D.C. After a career in the Army, he picked up photography and became a sought-after freelancer.
In 1961, Jet magazine asked him to join the Freedom Riders on a trip to New Orleans.
I wasn't given any instructions, but I knew that I was to take pictures of whatever happened.
That's Gaffney talking to PBS in 2010. He said he wasn't an activist. He was there to document what happened.
But that didn't mean he refused to put himself in harm's way.
It was more dangerous to be a photographer than a freedom rider because they don't want documentation of things that happen.
At bus terminals across the South, Gaffney photographed the riders crossing the color line and the violence they encountered.
It got so bad in Birmingham that then Attorney General Robert Kennedy had Gaffney and the Freedom Riders flown to New Orleans.
It felt good when that plane got off that runway. I'd rather take a chance on getting killed in a plane crash than to get beat to death with iron pipes.
Gaffney survived his trip to the South. He continued working as a photographer for many years, photographing several presidents and Queen Elizabeth.
Theodore Gaffney died on April 12th. He was 92 years old.